My dearly beloved in Christ, today we read the gospel of a person being raised from the dead. And we must admire the faith of this man, this ruler, who approached our Lord and said to him, "Lord, my daughter has just now died, but come and lay your hand upon her and she shall live." What a faith that man had in our Lord. This is one of three persons raised from the dead by our Lord that we read about in the Gospels. There may have been others that have not been recorded. In fact, very likely there were others. But this is one of three mentioned. Of course, there is Lazarus, and there's the daughter of the widow at Nain. And here our Lord was asked, the only one of the three in which he was asked to raise someone from the dead. But this gospel gives us an opportunity to reflect upon death. Death which shall come to us all, and death which is, we could say, the most important moment of our life, the last moment. Because on the state of our soul at that moment depends our entire eternity. And yet, we don't like to think about death. We perhaps push the thought out of our mind when it comes. Recently, we have had several of our parishioners pass away over the past several months. And so that gives us an opportunity to reflect upon the fact that one day it will be us. And that day may come much sooner than we think. To quote from the wonderful book, The Imitation of Christ, "Very quickly must you be gone from here. See then how matters stand with you. A man is here today, and tomorrow he is vanished. And when he is taken out of sight, he is quickly also out of mind. Oh, the dullness and hardness of man's heart, which only thinks of what is present and looks not forward to things to come. You ought in every action and thought so to order yourself as if you were immediately going to die. If you had a good conscience, you would not much fear death. It were better for you to fly sin than to be afraid of death. If you are not prepared today, how will you be tomorrow? Tomorrow is an uncertain day, and how do you know that you will even be alive tomorrow?" So, the thought of death, very important, because it helps us to prepare for that moment. As our Lord said, "Be you always ready, for at what hour you think not, the Son of Man will come for you." At the time when we least expect it. It could even be for the young people in their youth. So we should reflect upon that and so live that when that moment does come, we are prepared. Pope St. Pius X granted a plenary indulgence applicable at the moment of death for those who in their lifetime make an act of resignation. This is taken from the wonderful book, The Rocolta, which is a collection of all the indulgenced prayers in the church. Number 638. "The faithful who at any time in their lives, from a sincere spirit of love of God, and with at least a contrite heart, express their intention of accepting calmly and gladly from the hand of God, whatsoever manner of death it may please him to send them, together with all its pains, anguish, and suffering, may gain an indulgence of 7 years, each time they make that act of resignation, and a plenary indulgence at the moment of death, if they have devoutly made such an act at least once in their lifetime, after having fulfilled the usual conditions." Now that is a very wonderful indulgence. So a person may gain it today, but the application is at the moment of death, a plenary indulgence. For saying to Almighty God from our heart, "Dear God, I accept from your hand whatever death you send me, in whatever form and whenever it may come." And we should look upon that also as an opportunity by voluntarily accepting our death as a way of atoning for sin that is very pleasing to God. And of course, our Lord himself gave us the example, laying down his life, accepting that death from the hands of his heavenly Father. To quote one more section from the book, The Imitation of Christ, in the morning, imagine that you shall not live till night. And when evening comes, presume not to promise yourself the next morning. Be therefore always prepared and live in such a manner that death may never find you unprovided. We have that prayer that we say in the Litany, Litany of the Saints, from a sudden and unprovided death, deliver us, O Lord. And it is especially good to pray to Saint Joseph, the patron saint of a happy death. And there are other patron saints of a happy death, to pray to them for that intention. Many die suddenly, and when they little think of it, because, as our Lord said, at what hour you think not, the Son of Man will come. When that last hour shall come, you will begin to have quite other thoughts of your whole past life, and you will be exceedingly grieved that you have been so negligent and remiss. So we think of death now, that influences how we live. And we think to ourselves, some of the things that we become so overworked about, when viewed in the future, looking back at the time of death, how trivial they will all seem. Because the only thing that will then matter is eternity and how well prepared we have been to use the precious gift of time that God gives us right now to prepare for a happy eternity. So this month of purgatory, this month of November is a time when we reflect upon purgatory and we pray for the faithful departed. Let us also remember that one day those prayers will be offered for us. Let us reflect upon our death and prepare for it. And we prepare for death by the way we live, for we know not when that time comes. May God grant that each of us is well prepared when it does come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.